Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Blog Talk Radio, specifically to the skinny on interracial romance with your host, Latrivia Welch. So happy to have you this wonderful Saturday. I don't know if you're like me or not. We've got the Southern Heritage Classic in town, along with a host of celebrities and inside exciting folks. So we're really happy about having everyone here and really excited about seeing all of the lovely faces coming to Memphis and, of course, helping our economy. Thanks to Fred and everyone over there at the Southern Heritage Classic event, as well as my dear friend Jay Henderson, who happens to be also an author under River House Publishing. So they are in definite good hands. From what I've been seeing on Facebook, we actually have Tyler Perry here, and he was saying in a quote that Kanji Anthony, another good friend of mine with WMC, was saying, I should do an interview with him, and he said that Memphis had done more for him than he believed Memphis had done for Elvis. So what a profound statement. Memphis is where Elvis lands, but I have not met one person since I've been a Tyler Perry fan, which is way, way, way back in the day when the players were coming here to Memphis, who doesn't love or like his work. So anyway, shout out to Tyler Perry. Shout out to everybody who's going to be enjoying the game today between Jackson State and TSU. Now on to our show and what we are going to be doing. So right now we are going to be having a conversation about Gabriel Matlock. So Gabriel Regret, book one, and I hope that everybody who's tuning in has listened to it. I read it simply because I don't want there to be any spoilers. My assistant was telling me, oh, my God, they're mentioning stuff on Amazon and you know, spoiler alert. So, I mean, I can do that for you. Please, you know, we're going to have another show next week, I believe next Saturday. Start pubbing for it. And you guys can definitely just sort of check in and let me know how you felt about the book. And I, you know, one of the things that I do is I always read my emails. I've got about 15 emails I've got to get returned back. But shout out to every single person who gave me their feedback, sent an email, sent a Facebook message, tweeted about it, et cetera. We've had a really, really good time. So as you know, Gabriel's Regret, we sort of came out of the box last year, or should I say this year, and said that we were going to do this, and we were so excited about doing it. So in February, right after we released The Grunt, we said, you know, we're going to drop Gabriel's Regret and get back to the Metal of Men series, which is really a more intimate look at personal struggles that they go through and their ability to overcome those obstacles, still be a part of the family, and ultimately either find love or strengthen the love that they already had. And in a nutshell, that's what Gabriel's Regret sort of boils down to. Guests, you can call in before I forget at 323-870-3773. That's 323-870-3773. If you've got comments, you can definitely do that, or one of the other options is just to instant message me on Facebook or send me an email. So I'm keeping an eye on all of those, and I'll be answering a good bit of questions. We've only got a 30-minute segment. I wish that we had longer, but we're going to cover questions around Gabriel's Regret. I've got about 10 questions that have been sent to me and that have been asked repeatedly. So I want to start with those things because I think that that is very important. When we return, so again, I'm going to give you an opportunity to settle down. We got 20 minutes of good conversation. I'm going to see if I can answer all of your questions regarding Gabriel's Regret. If you want to know if people would like to call in, please help yourself, 323-870-3773. Or you can definitely just sort of, you know, do your thing. Shout out to Karen. Shout out to Michelle. I know my ladies are on opposite sides of the country checking in right now. Hello. Hope you are well. And we're going to kick this thing off. So if you're a part of the Red Door Retreat, instant message me or post and I'll answer. If you're a part of the Love Club, shout out, send me a message, instant message, I'll answer it. If you're a part of a page, do so, or send an email, or just give us a call. All right, so it looks like we have a caller. Hold on, caller, let me see if we can click you. Caller, are you there?
Hello? Hello?
Hello.
Oh, yes. Wow, it worked.
Hi. Yeah, this is the Skinny. I'm Interracial Romance. I'm your host, but you're well. How can I help you?
Hi. My name's Allison. I have a question, obviously, and
okay.
I wrote it down somewhere. I just want to say I'm like a fan of your work.
Thank you.
Tell by the fact that I can't really speak right now.
That's okay.
I guess my question is, I found it. Okay. What was the process for creating a character like Valeria? How did you know, like, this was the woman, I want the Gabriel. I want, like, her character, the kind of person she is. And also, like, why would a woman, like, who's, you know, as strong as Valeria need someone or, like, want a man like Gabriel who is obviously, like, he's sort of, like, lost in the wilderness somewhere. I don't know.
Right. Okay, cool. I think I can get all of those. First of all, when I built the story, I wanted there to be, that whole thing that we used to say about, you know, men tend to marry women like their mothers. I'm sure many of you have heard that before, and many of you have seen that to be true. Well, if you can imagine Gabriel being, in, you know, originally an agent, and then transitioning over to where he's a full member of the council, is taking on this magnificent responsibility of filling the shoes of the council and being responsible, quite frankly, for a very large amount of money. There is that financial aspect of that, and if you recall back in Anatoly's book, he actually received a lot of money because Dimitri had held on to it and wanted to make sure that he got some portion of Hutton Industries. But when I was thinking about the type of woman that I think that these two characters would need, he was an alpha in waiting. But keep in mind that a lot of alpha tendencies tend to come out because you have had them demonstrated in front of you. His mother was always gone. His father, of course, was Ivan, so he didn't leave him with a lot of options. Now he has Dimitri, who is his mentor, his uncle, and his family, and he's getting a chance to see what being an alpha is like and what being an alpha entails for the first time. So we're seeing him go through this confusion. But a part of that, asking the hard questions, looking at yourself, and yeah, being sort of lost. We see in Gabriel's regret, his regret of being lost, his regret of not starting somewhere and moving towards something from the beginning of life up until now. But he finds an opportunity to redeem himself, and he there's an internal want, so he does. He goes for it. Meeting Valeria changed his mind because everybody knows that sort of wanting feeling. You may not have found true love yet, but that wanting feeling of I want to find true love, I want to find an authentic person, I want to build a life with somebody that's going to make me a better person. And sometimes it doesn't take a whole lot of evolution to know that when you meet someone, you just sort of move into knowing that this is the type of person that I'm looking for, solid, determined, passionate, all the things that Valeria is. I created her in the sense that I didn't want her to be the typical mafia wife. I wanted her to be many layers of determination, many layers of self-built and self-awareness. And so, Valeria, we get, you know, I can't write 1,500 pages to sort of bring her into everything I want her to be. But this is my first introduction to the world of Valeria and showing how strong she is. So her desire to meet someone, anytime you've been through a loss, a dramatic loss, you're like, okay, I need to find someone who loves me. I need to find someone who cares about me. And even if that's not the top of your priority list, something inside of you is saying, I really want to be loved. So that, in essence, and I don't want to go too long on this question, but I feel like I answered it. Did I? Please tell me I did.
Yeah, you did. Thank you.
You're welcome. Well, thank you for tuning in. We're going to do this again next week, too. So get your second question ready then. I'm going to take another caller, and thank you so much for calling in.
All right, you're welcome. Bye.
Okay, I see another caller's been holding on for quite a long time. Caller, are you there? Hello? Caller, are you there? Okay, I think she hung up. Let's see, we've got another caller in right now. Let's see, caller, are you there? Yes.
Hi, it's hard to tell whether or not you're on.
Oh, wow, okay, I'm sorry. Well, you are on live, so what's your question? Well, first of all, what's your name?
My name's Alicia.
Hello, how are you?
I am well, thank you. I wanted to say that I really enjoyed Gabriel's Regret. I finished it a couple of days ago. It was...
well, thank you.
Really, it was... I like the theme of Gabriel finding himself, you know, and being so certain about it when he does. That was very nice. And I also hope in the next book that Briggy does something really despicable so that we can see how he deals with it.
Briggy is what now?
That Briggy does something really despicable so that we can see how Gabriel deals with it. She's turned out to be kind of an interesting character. So.
Yeah, I think that definitely we're seeing, you know, money affects people in different ways. Some people it makes, you know, they're just ironclad anyway. They're going to survive, and some people they fall under the money, as we've seen some of our favorite people, not just in books but in reality do so. It was really important for me to show that not everybody comes into Dimitri's wealth and they do well. Some people do falter because it's just too much. But what's your question, Alicia? I want to figure out a way to...
Sure. You know, I actually, I like rereading some of my favorite stuff. And one of the things I'm rereading now is The World in Reverse. And in looking at the topic for today, I can't really remember any of your heroines that are plus size. Refresh my memory and then tell me whether or not you have plans to introduce us to someone who is plus size.
Renee was plus size in Dimitri's closet beforehand. She just sort of went through this transformation process. In terms of the Metalog series, no, there has not been. In terms of the Lonely Heart series, the Ugly Girlfriend is all completely about a well-put-together, educated, phenomenal woman who just happens to be plus-size. And it goes through her story and the experiences that she dealt with, both good and bad, of just being a woman in her own skin.
Gosh, I think I've forgotten that because I hadn't read that. Maybe I will add that to my reread list. So, well, thank you. I had forgotten that.
You're welcome. Now, you did ask of will we be introducing new people. I hope to get to the point where we continue to grow this. And yes, I want to introduce more diverse women in the sense that, again, like Valeria is the type of person. And I don't want to give away too much, but in in book two of Gabriel's Regret, she actually cuts her hair off completely. Just a strong woman, a woman who believes in doing what she's got to do to take and protect those that she loves. I try to provide different layers of different women, and Valeria being included in it. And a lot of times I'm dealing with, you know, just trying to keep the story from dragging on and on and on and telling everybody's story, which is why I have to make 3, 4, 5 stories instead of just one. But I definitely feel as though women of all shapes and sizes, color, creeds, everything needs to be represented in my work. And I definitely want to explore more. There is that yearning inside of me to explore all sorts of women.
Well, great. Well, I've read, I think, just about everything you've published, and congratulations on your latest release. My only complaint is that it takes too long between releases, but I understand.
I got an email to Latrivia. Why did it take you so long? Okay, up until recently, when I say recently, I mean the last 2 months, I was the director of a major nonprofit regionally, running 2 businesses and taking care of children. I can tell you, it is not easy. Put out books.
No, I can imagine.
100-hour weeks. And now that I've got all this time to write, I am so excited. I feel like a kid in a candy store.
Well, I'm excited. And I wasn't criticizing. I was just saying that, you know, when you get hooked on a story, you know, you're like, God, what's Dimitri up now? I miss him. So I wasn't criticizing. I was just saying that anticipation
is difficult. I just feel like you guys need an explanation. You need
All right.
an explanation.
Well, congratulations. All right.
Thank you so much. Thanks for
calling. For taking my call. Bye-bye.
No problem. Thank you. And, the book drops October 15th. I'm going to throw that out there. Then I'm going to jump to the next one. And it was nice to talk to you, Alicia.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Yeah, bye-bye. Okay, we've got another call. Caller, you're now off hold. Can you hear me? It takes a minute to jump over. Caller, are you there? Caller,
hello. Hello?
Hello.
Really big fan of your work, and thank you for your efforts in getting another Medloft experience out to us. And I guess it's interesting just listening to the previous caller. I was trying to figure out, instead of wondering why the delay, how are you able to pull all that together? And, you know, your friends know, your fans know that you're a newlywed, you have children, you've also had a full-time job. How have you managed to do all of that? And us as, you know, with families and careers and all that, in addition to that, put out all of the work that you have done over your career?
I have to be honest, I think it is strictly God. Some days I come in, I can barely wash my face. But I like this burst of energy and this desire to write. And it's just literally, it's one of those things when God blesses you with a gift, he'll also bless you with an opportunity to use it. So I just have to sort of, you know, he took the wheel on that one. It's determination inside of you, but you need that second wind. And a lot of times, you need more time to get things done. And honestly, I can say it's really been because of him that I've been able to sort of follow my dreams, because the hours just don't make sense.
Right. Do you find that the, I wouldn't have heard about your work if it had not been through Amazon. So do you find it's a double-edged sword in terms of the social media aspect of everything, or the electronic book genre, because on one hand you get all these new fans, which, you know, is me, and then, you know, we're part of the hub and stuff like that, but then on the other hand, I'm sure you know there are a lot of critics as well. So how do you feel about that?
Oh, gosh. For a long time, I didn't even, I would put the book online, I would look at the stars, but I would never read the reviews. Ever. Never read one review. Because I saw one one time that was so personal instead of being about the work. And so I was like, oh, my goodness, like, is this somebody's ex? Is this one of my, you know, my ex's girlfriend trying to get back? What is? I just couldn't understand, you know, it's sort of almost comical because you're like, don't make it personal.
Right.
25 books, you really, you learn how to have thick skin. I think that, you know, I know why I do this. I know that I enjoy doing this, and I know that there is not a review in the world that is going to stop me from doing this.
Good.
I also know that for every 100 bad reviews that are out there, there are 1,000 good ones. And, oh, my goodness, if you could just see the emails that I get from people that are just so personal and wonderful and so positive. And so the negative thing, you just honestly – people are wasting time even putting real negative things out there because I never see them.
Good.
I'm more focused on the positive. I take professional. I take criticism well. The things where they're like, I wish the author would do this or do that, things that really help a writer become better by listening to the audience. But in terms of just that full negativity, it's a waste of time, and I don't give them that time. That's just not something that I agree with.
Well, good. I'm glad. I mean, like I said, I'm a fairly new fan, but a loyal fan.
Thank you.
I appreciate your work. I appreciate your work. Thanks.
I appreciate you so much. Thank you for calling in, and I hope that I impress you with book two, and I hope that I continue to have you as a fan for many years.
Oh, you certainly will. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Okay, thanks. All right, we're going to go to our next caller. This is Pleasant. Hi, caller, you're on the air.
Hi, Liz Rivier, it's Michelle.
Hi, Michelle.
How are you, hon?
I'll do. How are you?
I'm good. You know, I'm telling you, I really love Gabriel's Regret because what I see is the evolution of Gabriel. Because when we first met him, he really didn't know who he was. He didn't really feel like a DEA agent that he was, and he didn't feel like a Medlaw because he actually didn't even grow up in a structured family situation. He grew up with a mother who was always absent and didn't show him that kind of love. He grew up with a father who he figured out pretty quick was a little touched, didn't really show him that kind of love that would pop in and pop out. So he never really saw love in a positive way. In action, positively. He didn't even know what love was. And when he ran across Brady, well, we all know, Brady is opportunistic as anything I've ever seen. She went from being the maid to lusting after Demetrius. She's lucky Royal never figured that out because Royal would have been gone. To betting Anatoly. And as soon as Anatoly figured out she was catching feelings, in true Medlaw fashion, he was like, oh, you know, this ain't over the thing, right? But we done anyway. Bye. And then, you know,
absolutely.
And the problem with him trying to warn Gabriel, it didn't work because Gabriel didn't know what love was versus infatuation. So
right.
he honestly thought he loved her in the beginning. But then, like you said, he was expecting her to evolve into, you know, his mom, evolved to Royal, to Renee, to where she began to take over life and create her own business, her own identity. Instead, she laid back and said, you know what, it's time for me to collect. And it was just, it
exactly.
was not. And then, you know,
okay,
she tried to emasculate him, and the mistake she really made was letting him know that she really, she fantasized about Anatoly.
Yeah,
no
well,
man, I don't care
thing.
Whether he's a crime lord.
With the book, we had to, and for those who don't know, the reason why Michelle has so many insights is because she is one of the editors. So she sees the work along with Karen way before anyone else. And, yeah, one of the reasons why I think it's very important to show this, book two moves so fast. Gabriel's a great book too, moves extremely fast. And I didn't want to give readers just a tidbit of why he was who he was and then show all this action. I had to separate it and show what it's like for him in his skin, what it's like for him in this experience, what it's like to be great but still in competition with the men that sit around the table with you, but also the men that you look up to, because in many ways he does look up to them. And also there are some parts of it that, you know, if you're a Metalovian, you already know his father, the complicated relationship between his father and what has happened to Boyle already. So, I mean, it's really, really deep.
Even more than that, you go back when you first introduced Gabriel to us, and when, you know, we see it with, and then we let know that who he was. You see it out
right
there that this that he was a confused man, because he had been told
exactly
all this stuff about who Dmitri was and the Medlov crime family, and so he had formed a distorted view. And it wasn't until he, you know, got undercover and began to work with them and live with them and see them up close that he realized everything the DA was telling him about Dmitri Medlov and Anatoly Medlov was not exactly correct, and even the stuff that his father told him was not correct. He had to mesh what he'd been told growing up and what he'd been told through his job to the reality in which he was living. And that creates a whole lot of conflict, because you come with a preconceived idea. You get there and you realize that preconceived idea has got some grain of truth, yes, but it's not as black as it was. He realized Dmitri Medlov, while a giant of a man, was still just a man.
And that leads us to why. Okay, so I've got a few questions that we have to answer before we end this episode. But here's the thing. We're going to be having another 30-minute radio show on next Saturday for those who filled out and answered questions on the Red Door and in the Love Club, saying that they could do next Saturday instead of this Saturday. We will be having another Blog Talk Radio episode next week, and Karen, I'll be expecting for you to get folks to know what's going on in the Red Door. Michelle will be pumping it up in the Love Club, so make sure that you are a part of it and make sure that you enjoy it. Thank you so much, Michelle, for checking in with us. We're going to wrap this up
in just
a second, but Karen, I love you. Thank you so much. Are you there?
You still got me.
We lost her. Yeah. I'm sorry. Michelle, you still there?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, great. Michelle, I love you. I'm going to check in with you in just a little bit, but got to. We'll see you in just – we'll be talking to you in just a little bit. We got a few more questions. And for those who are a part of the Love Pub, don't feel bad about answering a question – asking a question. Well, it looks like we've got about literally 19 seconds before this show ends. We had so many great questions. Thank you, Michelle, for checking in with us, one of our Metalovians and editors. Thank you, everyone, for your support, for calling in. Tune in next week as we talk about the skinny and interracial romance, about Gabriel's Regret. I'm sorry, a little parched, book one. And let me just tell you this one last. We will be dropping Gabriel's Regret, Book 2, on October 15th. Now, this date is very important for me because it is my mom's birthday. So I have to have that book drop on that day, because that day I'll be spending it with my mom, celebrating her 25th birthday. And I want to also let everybody know that we're going to have pre-orders available on Amazon around October 6th. So this is a serious thing. I know my fans have had to wait for me patiently to drop books in the past, and I appreciate the caller who brought up the point. I love your books, but there's just so much space in between. Well, with me being here now, I can definitely do more. All right, it has been awesome. Join us, like our Facebook page, Twitter page, visit our website. But thank you for being a part of the Skinny on Interracial Romance with your host, your author, your friend, and your biggest fan, Latrivia Welch. Have a great one, y'all.